Blog Talk Radio.
Might want to cover your ears.
We are Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Got up and started smashing your desk just then, and your eyes turned green and everything.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Woot woot.
Man, babies, all kinds of juicy going on in the news today.
I know. I was like, oh, what the hell is this? This is nuts.
Oh, man. Good morning to you too there, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe is my new bestest friend for sending me that information about underclocking my card. I mean, bestest friend. Dude.
Yay, you got her back. That's awesome.
Well, I don't know if she's back, but she's able to handle a little more stress so I can get a little bit more things done. It's hard, you know, trying to get all the stuff to be.
Girl, I do not know what I'd do without my PC. I think I'd go crazy.
Well, there's others here, so I can get things done. But, you know, the graphically intensive are doing a lot of stuff, or even, you know, our Facebook and gaming. I can't even do a whole lot of that because she'll just like, it's like,
wow. See, people, and this is why you do not search out the clown porn.
I was not searching out clown porn. What you don't do is live in Texas during the rainy season is what you don't do.
Apparently that too.
Oh, man, messed my girl up bad. It's all right, though. We're going to make it. We're going to be just fine.
Hope, yeah.
What do you mean, I hope? Hey, positive thinking.
Positive
thinking, Ginger May. Ginger.
I know. My bad.
And good morning to all you new people that are now joining our legions of fans. We said legions. Well, we like to think we have legions of fans. Somebody else I'm going to check out. I'm not going to say your name on the air because I don't really know you yet. So you may be evil. So before we check you out, maybe tomorrow I'll mention you. Maybe. You just started following us. I just followed you back if you're not sure from who I'm talking about.
I got like 6 new followers over the weekend. I'll link up.
Oh, they're an actual print magazine. Very interesting.
Ooh, see, now that's awesome. See, we like that.
Or maybe they're apps. I really can't tell, but they're, yeah, $2.
We like that.
Oh, no, it's full HTML5 is what they're using. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm.
You are interesting.
You are very interesting to us. You're being very interesting.
Yes.
We pay very close attention to you.
Yes.
Joe's like, it sounds like you need a new card. Why, yes, good sir, I probably do. But until then, you have made it possible for me to continue to work until such time as I build a new computer. Because a good gamer don't just go out and get a new card. You'd be like, I'm going to build a whole new computer.
Hell yeah.
That's how we roll.
One piece breaks, whole new computer.
Yep, time for a new computer. Because it's got to all work together. So that's what I want. Either that or go buy one and get a warranty just so I can. I'm getting tired of the Are you getting tired? I think I'm getting tired of building computers. I'm more interested in the software now. You know, I go through those phases.
No.
I am. I'm interested in the software. I want to, I'm, you know, once a...
That's why you build it to support the certain software.
Or I pay somebody else to build it, and I'd be like, if it's broken, fix it. And I don't have to be underneath my desk, you know. I mean, it's all sexy and everything to be under your desk and your little lingerie and taking stuff apart.
That is my baby. Nobody is touching it.
Oh, they can touch it. They just better know that when I get it back, you're not going to fool me and say, we cleaned it out, and then we changed out that faulty memory. And no, I didn't have any faulty memory. I know exactly what's in there.
No, that's my baby. That's my baby, and you are not looking up her skirt for nothing.
And you also know I'm an electricity girl, so it's kind of dangerous for me.
That is true. I don't have that issue. So, yeah. See, and I like doing that. I like to go to one of my favorite websites, and I'm going to give them a shout-out. Newegg, love you, though you're kind of getting crabby recently and not so much used to you anymore. I've got to find a new one.
Yeah.
Newegg back in the day was like the bomb.
Yeah, that's where I got most of my stuff from was Newegg.
Yeah, I would totally, just for fun, just, you know, I'm bored one night, I'm sitting there, virtually building a computer. I love to do that. Love to do that.
Well, I also don't do new egg anymore also because being that I'm an electricity girl, it's too much work to get it back to them. So I tend to go local so I can take it back and scream at people.
Most local places are going to gouge like crazy. But I have noticed that new egg prices are not that different from local places anymore. I'm a little upset about that.
Yeah.
New egg used to be way cheap. And back before new egg, it was M-Wave that I was using. And now M-Wave carries like no computer parts whatsoever. Because M-Wave, I used to be able to get the parts for like half the price of new egg. And I loved it. Nowadays, no.
Jay says, don't make me rebuild my PC. I just got ATP running better. Oh, honey.
Jay, if you're crashing just randomly and you can't figure out why, if you're running Windows 32, you need 64, and there is a workaround for it.
Yes, Ginger knows these things.
Yes, because I had that same issue. I was like, why the hell am I crashing? I mean, because my computer usually kicks ass.
So is this one. I mean, she's still way above specs for a lot of games. It's just the card was acting up, and I am shocked. This computer is, she's about, 2-3 years old, maybe older than that, and still way above specs for a lot of games. So when I go build this next one, it's going to last me a while.
Yeah. Mine, I'm waiting until about Christmas, because then I'll be moved and settled in, and then I'm going to build a new one, and it is going to be...
Well, we are both going to build a new one, and then we're going to huddle up in the blankets and do it right.
Yes.
You know, that came out all wrong.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do it right.
You dirty.
I know, we're snowing, we need her.
dirty folk. Okay, so it's time for news. We're going to get off.
It is. Oh, can I tell them what I was playing?
Yes, please tell them. And we need to tell those people. We need to find them on the Book of Faces.
Yes, and I think on the Twitter, too. Anyways, one of the, I think the last Alpha Weekend for City of Steam was this weekend. It started Friday night, and it went through Sunday night at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It was an Alpha. And I was thinking, all right, there's going to be serious bugs. There's going to be lag. I'm going to fall through the world. Stuff's not going to work. Wrong. This is a steampunk-based MMO. It's browser. I'm pretty sure it's going to be free, I think. It was beautiful. I couldn't find one bug. Not one bug. Everything worked perfectly.
And that's...
The dungeons, the quests, the groups, the chat. You even have your own little house. Everything worked great.
For an alpha.
I was like, whoa. What in the hell? I mean, I was expecting serious bugs, you know? I was figuring server crashes, whatnot. No, I was on... I'm losing my voice. I was on that server for hours. Never took it down. There were people everywhere. So it's not like it wasn't packed. It was...
Now, if you want to follow them, they are... it's at City of Steam, actually.
Yes. At City of Steam. It's a beautiful game. It's a lot of fun, actually. And I enjoyed it. So check it out.
They do have a Facebook, which I'm going to follow so that you lovely people can follow them too. Give them some love.
Yeah, I'm going to be putting up a Fraps video of my gameplay in a little bit. So check that out. I don't think I did any voice to this one, so maybe I'll go and voice over it. We'll see.
You know they love your little adorable, cute voice.
Yes.
Okay, now, they are, again, they're still, it looks like they're still in alpha according to their page. You can find some screenshots there, too. And keep in mind, if you didn't pay attention to what Ginger just said, this is a browser-based game, and it's this pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
It is browser-based.
When you first got in, I was like, oh, this kind of runs like a top-down. This is strange. And then I noticed you can actually change the camera angle to wherever you want.
It is absolutely gorgeous. I could see, and Ginger's really heavy steampunk. I have a weird fear of steampunk. I'm gonna get over it. I'm gonna go in here and play, because I think Frankie can handle this now. And it is beautiful. I can't believe it's browser based. Mind you guys, if you don't know what browser based is, means you don't really download anything. It's not running straight on your computer. It's running via the browser, like your Chrome, your Firefox.
And I didn't lag one bit that way. I figured there was gonna be some severe lag.
That is gorgeous. I'm looking at the screenshot. She'll pop over to their Facebook page. And the pictures that they have up, some of them are even from last year. So imagine how much more gorgeous it's gotten. It was
beautiful.
These guys are going to be superstars.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I don't know what y'all doing over there at City of Steam, but we likes it.
We likes it. We likes it a lot. We likes it a
We want to love on it slow. Okay, anyway. So, Ginger, how do you sign up? Can you sign up with your Facebook, your Twitter? Can you just jump in and start playing?
You need to go over to their website, and you can sign in with your Facebook or your Twitter. Once you sign up, they will send you a key, hopefully. If you don't get a key, ask some of your friends. I ended up with two. So I got to bring a friend along. That was cool.
I want a key. I want to play.
But I'll check into it.
Play.
Yeah, once you sign up, I don't even think it asks your specs or anything. So it's just
that is awesome.
Yeah, whether or not they give you the access. And I signed up for it like 2 or 3 months ago and started getting emails immediately, but just this weekend actually got to play.
So. Apparently it won't let me in right now, so I'm not happy.
Well, the servers should be down.
We're supposed to be in all the time. We don't care about no servers, City of Steam.
I know, right? I know. Let us in. Let us in.
Little pig,
let us in.
All right, so on to other news. There's a new fight. Godzilla versus Mothra.
Yay!
Actually, it's Google versus Apple, and they're calling it World War III. Wow, they say it's so on. So according to VentureBeat, Google is finished with helping Samsung and other Android sellers with its left hand. It's tired of Apple attacking Google by fighting proxy wars with Asian manufacturers. No more Cold War. No more semi-civilized conflicts in third world countries no one has ever heard of. Google versus Apple. Meet USA versus USSR circa 1985 is what they're calling it. It's Clash of the Empires. The 220... The $220 billion search and mobile giant versus the $650 billion personal computing and electronics giant. The open mobile operating ecosystem versus the closed, vertically integrated ecosystem. The propeller heads versus the designers. So last week, Google threw down the gauntlet, knocked off the chip, and kicked some sand. The Google Moto lawsuit against Apple was announced on Friday, and they're saying if it's successful, will ban iPhones, iPads, and iPods from entry into the United States. Oh!
Yay!
Oh, my God. So that's $30 billion in revenue that would just disappear from Apple at an equivalent annual run rate, the $120 billion in revenue, and at about 40% of Apple's revenue is U.S.-based. So the vast majority of it is iPhones and iPads. Okay, so give you a little bit of history. During the Cold War, the Clash of Empires was held to survivable levels by the doctrine of MAD, which is called Mutually Assured Destruction. You can kill me, but I can also kill you. So we should also just get along, right? We should get along. So now that Google has told Apple that if it seeks to ban Android tablets and phones from importation into key markets, two can play at that game. Oh, my God. Oh, this is juicy.
That is totally.
You know what? I've already been saying this to Apple. You all are an American company, and again, I don't have any anti-foreigner sentiment, but other countries make their products in their countries. We are the only country that we take work away from our people, and then we get mad at the president about it.
Apple, I know.
Bring your people over here. There are people over here that need jobs that would love to work in an Apple plant, and of course, they're not going to work for slave wages, but why not?
You don't pay us slave wages, we're not going to throw ourselves off a roof.
But honestly, if Apple would bring their stuff here and treat their people the way Microsoft does, and I'm not saying Microsoft is exemplary. I'm sure they have some people that would tell you they're not great. But I always say, no matter what, Microsoft is one of the top companies I've ever worked with just as a temp. I wasn't even a full-time employee. And I saw how they treated their employees. So if you would treat your people the way that Microsoft did, and hopefully still do, you would do just fine. People would come to work. They'd love it.
That is awesome. See, and everybody should have a job that they love.
Yeah, you know, and if people want to stay,
love it, they're going to come and work more. You know.
I did. I was never late to work. I helped them. I was helping them move. Y'all have heard me tell us before, moving from from one part of Houston to the other, or actually just outside of Houston. And I was treated like a effing princess while I was there. And I know it wasn't just because I was a temp, you know, and they were trying to show me a good time, quote unquote. That's just who they were. Everybody there was relatively happy and in a good mood, and they were moving. You know, employees hate, you know, I got to pack up stuff.
It was so stressful. Yeah.
They're like, "Ooh, woohoo! Moving to a new office. Corey, would you like some games? I can have games. Yes, we have a bunch of Age of Empires we don't want to take with us. I'll take them."
Oh wow, that's awesome.
That's good to your people. Bought me lunch every day. Here's your own office. Just stay in there. You can work. You can be on the internet if you want. You want to bring your laptop? Go ahead. Use the docking station. Oh, this is so nice.
Wow. I think I would have stayed. I would have begged to stay. Please.
I couldn't because they were moving too far. Those of you who live in Houston, it was in Clear Lake. So I was in Greens Point at the time, and it was to Clear Lake, which would have been a hell of a drive. I mean, really. They did ask, "Would you like to come with us to Clear Lake?" I was like, "I can't. That's too far. My car is junk."
Oh, no. That sucks, man. That sucks.
And there were no buses, or I would have just been like, "I'll bus it." But
mm-hmm.
I couldn't. But I loved that temp job. Loved working with them. Excellent company to work for. So, Apple, bring your people back over here and just treat them nice. Americans know how to work hard, too. Thank you.
Yes.
Michelle, I got five jobs.
I live in a big town where they have jobs like this.
You know what I say? Me and Michelle, we got five jobs.
Wow.
And I'm not even Jamaican.
Holy crap, woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Curiosity, the Mars Mission is now available on Google Play. Awesome, awesome. All right. So, Reflective Lair, which is an indie game studio from Philadelphia, is announcing the release of Curiosity, the Mars Mission. It's a simulation game about NASA's Curiosity rover. It's going to be on the Android platform. Curiosity, the Mars Mission lets gamers relive the exciting journey from Earth to Mars of the Mars Science Laboratory, otherwise known as Curiosity. All four of the major phases are remodeled. All four of the major phases are modeled, starting with the cruise phase. The gamer will have to put Curiosity into a Hohmann transfer orbit to reach Mars. Once there, they will have to face the 7 minutes of entry into the Martian atmosphere all the way down to when the sky crane releases the rover. That sounds awesome, actually. Experience all four phases of flight, cruise, entry, descent, and landing. Critical parameters such as velocity and altitude are closely modeled to reality. Gamers can choose to play only certain phases of the game, and it includes an EDL chart to help gamers plan their trajectory. That is awesome. It is free. It's on Google Play. Guess who's going to go get this right now? All right, so it's
Google Play has put up some excellent apps this week. I was looking right before the show and I wanted to download like a whole page of stuff. I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I wanted it. Nice.
Yeah. Again, it is Curiosity, the Mars Mission is the name of it. Install. Yes, thank you.
And for those of you who don't have droids, you don't know how cool it is because Ginger doesn't even have to be on her droid to download. It just downloads for you. As soon as you click download, right to your phone, and you just go about your business. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. All right. I have lost my story. How about that? Okay, no, I got to tell you about the worms. We got worms again.
Oh, no, not the worms.
Yes, Ginger,
ew.
You have worms.
No, I don't want worms.
They got a shot for it. It's okay.
Ew. Am I going to be, like, rubbing my butt on the floor?
Ew, Ginger.
What?
Every
not
time.
A question.
Every time. Only people who have dogs will get that joke. Nasty. Worms collection will be wriggling its way into retail this autumn. It's from a company in London called Mastertronic, and they've announced their Barmy Bunker of banana bombs and bazookas. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Worms collection will be wriggling its way into stores August the 31st for the Xbox 360 and September 7th for you people with PlayStations. The Worms collection, they're saying, is the definitive gathering of everyone's favorite garden-dwelling grenadiers, consisting of worms, Worms 2 Armageddon, and Worms Ultimate Mayhem. Worms collection spans over 15 years of classic carnage-filled gaming, wrapped in a mystery crate and sealed with a loving poke.
With a loving poke.
All three titles are available in one jam-packed package. Crate dropping at a store is on the 31st, again, for you 360 people, and September 7th for you PlayStation 3 people. You can check them out at wormscollectiongame.com. Did you ever play these?
I did not, and I'm sorry. I'm a little bit unsure.
Are you grossed out about the worms?
I'm a little grossed out about the worms. Yeah, I don't like worms. They're gross. I mean, hell, you cut them in half, and they're two things now. They're no.
You know, I got to say this because I know my nana is listening, my grandma. I used to pick on her because she's afraid of worms.
Uh-huh.
And I walked outside here a few months ago, and the porch was covered with earthworms, and I now have a fear of earthworms.
I don't blame you.
And when I say covered, there was no space to walk. I don't know why they were all out, but they just were. Just earthworms, and they were all in balls everywhere, just writhing. I was like, oh, my God. If I took a picture of this and sent it to my grandma, she'd have a heart attack on her cell phone. She was like,
yeah, I can believe it.
She would call me by my middle name, which I will never tell any of you because that's what she calls me, and then she would yell at me.
I'm going to have to figure out this middle name now. I'm going to figure out this middle name now.
Never.
Totally going to.
Never.
You know it's not going to happen.
Never.
All right. On live, closing down. Employees laid off.
Wow.
Gangpolitics.com this morning. Yeah, not cool. All right, so according to a Polygon report, word on the street is that the cloud-based gaming service OnLive.com is closing down, and its entire staff has been laid off today.
Oh.
Ouch. All right, so the report's based on an anonymous email. Apparently, this was forwarded to the publication by a former employee. According to that email, OnLive will no longer exist as a company as of today, but a new entity will be formed in its place. Veteran video game developer Brian Fargo also made public comments echoing the same bad news. He says, I wanted to send a note that by the end of the day today, OnLive as an entity will no longer exist. Unfortunately, my job and everyone else's was included. A new company will be formed, and the management of the company will be in contact with you about the current initiatives in place, including the titles that will remain on the service. When asked for comment, OnLive representative offered a standard response, so we don't respond to rumors and have no comment. Source close to the situation, which is to remain anonymous, has confirmed with us that the Polygon report is true.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see this coming?
The new owner is called Laudner Partners.
Uh-huh.
And they, usually people do that when they buy out a company. They go in and they start firing people, which is stupid to me.
Yeah, but did we even hear anything about OnLive being bought out or possibly being sold? Or?
Well, no, I didn't know they were going to be sold, but I saw over the weekend that they had been bought out.
So this was just kind of out of the blue then.
Yeah. Well, the company that bought them, according to this story that I have in front of me, they invested in them back in 2009. There is no word on how much they paid for it. They're saying they're still going to call it OnLive, or they said this, you know, as of this morning they would be. But they said Friday, as early as Friday, they were saying they were going to lay off the entire staff. All the assets have been transferred to the new company. Steve Perlman, who's the founder and CEO of OnLive, said he will not be receiving any compensation or stock in the deal. So he's just leaving. The statement also promised us as gamers that purchases would remain intact and available so you can still play. But they're saying they don't have many users. They're saying they only have like 1,600 users. So on one hand, I understand they had to get rid of people because if you only got 1,600 users, you're not doing a whole lot of business. He says, if you got 8,000 servers and 1,600 users, you know, how could we get the cash to flow positive? We can't. But their biggest issue is a lot of people don't know OnLive exists, for one. For two, when they see it, they don't know what it is. They're thinking it's like – everybody keeps thinking it's like Steam. That's everybody that I talk to thinks it's like Steam. Well, isn't that just Steam? Why don't I just play on Steam?
Yeah.
And I have to explain to them, no, OnLive is not Steam. If you think GameTap, which I don't know if GameTap is still around even. GameTap was the first person to do something similar.
Remember.
You don't remember GameTap? Yeah, there's – well, oh, no, they're not even around. GameTap is now They have a Kickstarter. They have a Kickstarter, so they're not even there anymore. But the thing is that both of them suffered from this problem of not explaining to the gamers exactly what they were. And GameTap actually is now GamesPlanet.com. Remember Lab.GamesPlanet? We talked about them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's what they've become. But they were the first ones to do something similar where they ran the games on their server and you could see it through your screen. Same with OnLive. And that nobody knew what they were. Everybody, again, Steam. Oh, it's Steam. It's Steam.
Yeah, because it seems so odd. I was like, what is it you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I never really quite understood what Steam did. Or Steam. What on live did? Yeah, I'm sorry. We're all trying to guess your name, your middle name.
Yeah, yeah, and I see y'all are. You will never guess it.
Corey May, Corey Ann, Corey Marie, Corey Roseanne.
It is unique and unusual as my actual real name, which you do know. So, no, you will never guess it.
I know. I'm trying to think, what goes with that? And I refuse to say it. I know.
Yeah, you can't. No, well, not. But you will never guess it. Ha ha. Upset about this OnLive thing because I just got Frankie back. I was like, I'm gonna play me some Tropico on OnLive, and damn, Tropico is gone. It's gone.
Well, good news, Tropico's over on Steam.
Yeah, but.
But then you actually got to run it on that computer that's overheating.
Yes, exactly. I was like, it's perfect for OnLive because I don't have to run it on. I don't have to really overtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope that they're able to turn it around because it really is a good service. Those of you who've never played OnLive, if your computer sucks, and if they had just brought APB to OnLive, oh my God. Second Life was another one that they should have brought to OnLive, but I don't know if they released API for that, so that would have been difficult at best. But those are things that they should have done. You should have put your Second Life, throw an MMO on OnLive, like WoW, for these people that can't run WoW on their computers, but they love it. Yeah. Oh my God, they would have been so in the money.
People, if you can't run WoW on your computers, you need to upgrade from dial-up, okay?
They do, but I'm saying if OnLive had managed to grab an MMO or two, they would have been just in business. Yeah. Also, you couldn't – the only other thing, too, we were talking about this before that we were hoping that they would fix. You can't run the full OnLive service on iPad. You could run it on an iPhone if you had it. You could, like, play, you know, Assassin's Creed Revelations on your iPhone if you wanted to because it was cloud-based. It would run on some droids, but not all. So if you had a nice droid, again, you take your Assassin's Creed with you, your L.A. Noirs, and all the other games that they had over there. But they just didn't do a good job advertising. Nobody knew what the hell OnLive was.
You're right. Yeah.
You guys, pick it up. You can do it. And hire those people back.
You can do it? Yes.
Or either Apple. Bring your peoples over here.
Nom, Apple.
I got to say, the guy that bought OnLive looks kind of crazy, though. I got to say that. He looks...
He got the crazy eyes or what?
Yeah, he got a crazy eye and face. He looked like somebody hit him in the face a few times, and he's just his face is swollen. But that was me.
See, that's what you get for being a jerk.
All right, here's another game, if I may, Ginger.
You may.
If this company is apparently kicking ass and taking names, Natural Motion. I think we mentioned to them before, and I never got to play their game. We have too many games to play. I really.
No, I know.
Natural Motion, their latest iPhone game, CSR Racing, is generating currently more than $12 million in revenue per month. It's an iPhone game, and it is gorgeous. I'm telling you, it's gorgeous. It's doing so well that the company has acquired the games developer, the Boss Alien Games. It's called the Boss Alien Game Studio in Brighton, England, and the game has only been out for 6 weeks, and they're doing $12 million a month. Wow.
That's nice. Holy
Now, nobody can exactly extrapolate, according to VentureBeat, and conclude that the game will generate $144 billion in a year's time. But CSR Racing, which features beautiful 3D graphics, is the world's top grossing game on iOS, the iPod Touch, the iPhone, the iPad, all of them. Oxford, England-based Natural Motion has said they're focusing on developing high-end 3D games as well as publishing those created by external developers, and they're doing it. The last one that was doing this well, ironically, was the My Horse by developer Monkey Fun. Remember we were talking about we really didn't want to play it, but apparently it is like the bomb because it's supposed to be so realistic. I don't know. I haven't played it. I can see the pictures. It's gorgeous. I can see why they're doing $12 million. And the CSR Racing is supposed to be growing even faster than My Horse. And they said they're not spending a whole lot of money either. So, yeah, most of that is purely profit. They're not even spending a lot of money. That is amazing. And I love racing games, but it's got to be like Burnout. You give me one of those where I can just bump people.
See, she just wants to bump people.
I do. Just bump them off the road. Move. I can't say the rest of that song. Y'all know what song. I know everybody starts singing as soon as I say move, everybody in their head completes it. Mm-mm. Get out the way. I can't say it.
Get out the way. Yeah.
Yeah, don't say it, Ginger. Don't do it.
All right, so there is a story over on Animal Nation for Yahoo, which I thought was kind of cool. I guess not technically about gaming, but it is geeky, so I'm going to talk about it. iPets, robotic animals proven to be therapeutic. That's so awesome.
iPets.
Uh-huh. All right, so there is a new breakthrough in medical technology, robot pets. They offer everything a regular pet can offer except for the pooping, peeing, biting, and scratching, making them perhaps more reliable candidates for pet therapy. Exactly. Multiple studies are about to begin to evaluate the effects of robot pets on patients with dementia and those undergoing chemotherapy. A study in Australia is trying to determine if robot pets can help patients with dementia learn to communicate and express joy again. Lead researcher Wendy Moyle was telling the Herald Sun that robot seals have already been used in Japan to help comfort elderly survivors of Japan's devastating tsunami, so they weren't trying to club them. I know, right? That was totally, nah. One patient who had not spoken in 2 years surprised his caretakers when introduced to one of the mechanical seals. He started speaking to the robot after 5 or 10 minutes. It was a very emotional lesson for the staff because they watched this man, who they knew had not been speaking, suddenly start speaking to the robot. That is so sweet. All right, so they're also looking to deploy them in nursing homes. Because live animals can become overstimulated and overfed as eager residents rush to shower them with affection. These robot pets won't. So that's one thing. According to a gynecologic oncology fellow, Dr. Ramez Iskander, the goal is to find new ways to improve the National Cancer Institute's calls complementary therapies, those that enhance or support conventional clinical treatment. So this is awesome. So pretty much they are looking at any kind of robot pets, but there is a picture of the robotic seal, and it is so adorable. I just want to find a little club and just knock it over its head. But it's a
Dad, why are you wanting to club the seal? What is that about?
Did you club baby seals?
No, that's the wrong thing to do. You're not supposed to club the baby seals.
I was told, dude, wow, I totally clubbed baby seals.
Ginger?
Yes?
I'm very frightened.
Why? It was part of the games.
I'm very frightened.
Hey, Petta came in and wow and did it.
So that makes it right, Ginger?
Yeah.
If everybody jumped off a cliff, Ginger, would you jump off of a cliff too, Ginger?
No, I'd probably just stand there and laugh.
You jumped off a cliff. You jumped off a cliff. You do- oh.
Yeah, I'd be like, can I have your stuff?
I raised them wrong. I did.
Sign right here, and then you can jump, okay? This says I get all your worldly possessions.
Ginger, do I need to be scared for you?
No.
Of you? Do I? Any?
Not the of, but...
For you. Any of that? Do I need to get you some?
No.
All right, guess what it's time for?
Lemmings!
No, charts.
We're talking about jumping off the cliff, so, you know, it's time for lemmings.
How did, you know, I don't need water, though. I don't want to know.
Lemmings, they, you know, the whole rumor that they jump off cliffs together?
No. What is going on with you today? Did I just talk you happy, shiny earlier, and now you jump off cliffs and whatnot?
I'm happy and shiny still.
But you want to jump off cliffs and club baby seals.
I'm scared.
Okay, so number 10.
Number 10.
Lego Harry Potter. Years 5 through 7. I don't know why.
I like Lego Harry Potter.
I know you do, girl. I know you do.
So I like Lego anything.
Yes. Number 9.
Number 9.
Get this. A Dead Island, greatest of all time. Greatest of the year. Greatest of the year edition? Yeah, greatest of the year. Mm-hmm. Dead Island, that's right.
Huh. All right.
Number 8. Tom Clancy's Future. Number 7.
Number 7.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, doing whatever Spider-Man does.
Done with you. Done.
Number six, because it's one letter away from my favorite word.
It would be Batman Arkham City.
Yay!
I was watching Batman at 4:30 this morning, the animated series. No, I don't know why. Number 5.
Number 5.
Mario and Sonic London 2012 Olympic Games.
Yay!
Number four. Lego Batman 2.
Another Lego game. Yay! You know what we haven't heard yet?
What?
We haven't heard any FIFA.
Number three.
Number three.
FIFA. No, I'm kidding. London 2012. London 2012, the official video game. Number two.
Number two.
Super Mario Brothers 2. And number one.
Number one.
Sleeping Dogs.
No FIFA.
No FIFA.
The whole top 10. There's no FIFA.
FIFA's still in the top 20, but it is not in the top 10. It
Holy
is number 12.
Crap.
FIFA dropped. Can you believe it? It's finally out of
the top. No, because how long have we been doing this? And every week, there's been at least a FIFA, if not multiple FIFAs.
That's like 32 weeks of straight FIFA. Finally dropped out of the top 10.
Wow.
Still top 20. It's number 12. It was just right there. Amazing.
Wow.
I tell you what's amazing is number 19 on this list, Grand Theft Auto episodes, Liberty City. Ooh, we are getting ready.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Oh, sorry, I got all excited. I was just imagining.
No, that's fine. She's not wearing any shorts.
I'm not wearing any shorts.
Woo, see, told you so.
You.
Oh, you're wearing leggings. All right. I hate to read this story, but Green Day has jumped shark.
Really?
Or at least joined the bandwagon. One of the two, something like that. There's a new trailer up on Yahoo in the gaming section. Green Day, Angry Birds.
Are you effing kidding me?
I'm not effing kidding you. Hi, they say, no, you're not seeing things. The Evil Pigs in the latest version of Angry Birds Friends really do look like band members of pop punk band Green Day. The little creatures even tout mohawks, leather jackets, and hipster ties. Green Day has teamed up with the gaming company Rovio to launch a new 10 levels for Angry Bird Friends, the Facebook version of the popular app, which allows you to play against friends on the social network. The new character resembles members Billy Joe Armstrong, Mike Dirnt, and Trey Cool. In addition to the new levels, fans will also gain access to Green Day's latest single, Oh Love, as well as an exclusive song called Troublemaker. Updates for the Green Day episode, which rolls out later this fall, will provide even more exclusive content and levels. The lead singer, Armstrong, says in a statement, which, you know, I think he must have been, like, high on something, "We're all fans of Angry Birds. It's such an addictive game that when we first started playing it, we couldn't stop. Go Team Green!"
You should see the face that I'm making right now.
If anyone is excited about the new partnership our money is making on Mark Zuckerberg, a Green Day fan so big, Armstrong even performed at his wedding. All right, so Green Day, you know, I remember listening to you when I was in high school, and I thought you were just like the biggest badass people out there, you know, fight the system, all this fun stuff, the whole punk band thing going on.
Mm-mm.
Not anymore. No. Now I classify you with, are you waiting for it? Are you ready? My Little Pony. I don't like you.
Oh, my God. Did you call them my...
My Little Pony. You know what? Y'all are the new My Little Bronies.
Oh, that's not nice.
There's something
that's not nice. All right. I don't know about you.
What don't you know about
them? I don't know about you, but I personally am ready for some zombies.
Zombies! Oh, we got some zombie watch? Yay!
Mm-hmm. It's the zombie watch again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. PopCap is making a sequel to Plants vs. Zombies. It won't be out until the first... Did you just go, or was that in the music?
That was telling me.
Then just stop biting people.
I can't help it. It was face. It was
I'm not. Pop. Oh, my God. That was so perfectly timed and everything. PopCap is the maker of some of the world's most popular video game franchises, and, of course, they are a division of the devil. I mean, EA today announced that the underground growth of the sequel to Plants vs. Zombies, one of the world's most popular video games, is germinating with advancing rigor. The sequel to Plants vs. Zombies is expected to launch by late spring 2013 and will include a bevy of new features, settings, and situations designed to delight the franchise tens of millions of fans around the world. No other details of the highly anticipated new installment in the franchise are available at this time, beyond the following comments that we got from some of the game's denizens. From an unidentified spokesperson said, spring is on good time, and plants grow dull roots. So we are meeting, and it's spelled M-E-A-T-I-N-G, you for brains, at your house, spelled Y-O-U-R-E. No worry to plan. We're free anytime. We'll find you. Also, comment from Sunny F. Lower, a representative of the Flora Forever Foundation, said, there was a time we relished a bracing, hearty blend of zombies in the morning, but first a brisk shower and some strategic pruning are required. Tomorrow is near.
Wait, what? Shower and then pruning? What the hell are you pruning?
Gotta play Plants versus Zombies.
Pants versus Zombies, apparently. Wow.
Ah, known for its quirky, one-of-a-kind blend of art, humor, polish, and attention to detail, PopCap has a mainstay of casual, mobile, and social gaming for more than a decade, or they've been for more than a decade. More than a billion people around the world have played PopCap's video games, including the award-winning blockbuster franchises Plants vs. Zombies, Bejeweled, Zuma, and I know a certain curly-haired maven on my Facebook that is so addicted to Zuma. Looking at you, Trixie. Peggle and Bookworm. What the hell is a Peggle? I have been asking that all last week. Anybody can tell me what Peggle is? Okay, so the breadth of PopCap's audience is similarly impressive, as this game's appeal equally to both genders and all ages. I like the quotes.
That is hilarious.
We're going to meet you for meeting you for brains at your house. No worries to plan. We're free anytime. We'll find you.
That's fine. I'll bring the brain sauce.
Oh, ginger. Are we switch teams? Are we going to be on the zombie side?
I don't know, maybe.
It actually makes sense to be on the zombie side. They'll probably win.
Exactly.
Can I be a cognizant zombie? Can I kind of know what's going on?
All we got to do is we got to think enough and got to wear the right makeup.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
The zombie fashion.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. All right, so last week, I told you that Steve Jobs' house had been broken into, mm-hmm. and that some of his iPads and computers and stuff like that had been stolen. Well, there's a news story today that I just tripped across. Actually, it was right next to the story about how marriage drives women to drink. But anyways, not kidding. Clown had Steve Jobs' stolen iPad.
What?
Yeah. A clown. Yeah. All right, so Kenneth Kahn, 47, a professional entertainer, who police say unwittingly received a silver 64-gigabyte iPad pilfered from the home of the Apple co-founder last month, says, "The thing that is embarrassing to me is I'm a huge fan of Steve Jobs. It's just bizarre." Kahn's friend, Carium McFarlane, 35, Carium. Anyways, was arrested on suspicion of breaking into Jobs' Palo Alto residence. The pair had been planning a vacation to Hawaii, and when the trip fell through, Kahn said McFarlane gave him the iPad in exchange for money he had borrowed. "He owed me $300 for the plane tickets. So he said he had an Apple computer that he wasn't using anymore. I said, fine, not having any clue what the hell is going on." Yeah. They're not even quite sure if this iPad that he had, if Jobs had even ever used it. Kahn said he downloaded David Brubeck's Take 5, The Pink Panther, and other tunes for his clowning routine, which includes magic shows and torch juggling on a unicycle. Apple investigators identified... How did they find out he had it? I'm looking. Anyways, it doesn't say. He had the iPad. Steve Jobs' iPad, silver one. So interesting. How did you did you turn it over to officials? Did McFarlane tell them that you had it? I wanted more information. You didn't give me enough. Anyways, yeah, so it's kind of funny. A clown had Steve Jobs' iPad.
So is he going to give it back?
I'm going to assume they probably took it back.
Wow. All right,
so I'm going to talk about another strange thing, and this is actually kind of geeky.
Go ahead.
All right, there is a big, huge, round-the-world science project going on, like NASA rover family switches over to Mars time. All right, so maybe it's not a world over. Anyways, for one family, an exotic summer getaway means living on Mars. Martian time, that is. Since the Mars rover landing, flight director David O and his family have taken an unusual step to tagging along as he leaves Earth time behind and syncs his body clock with Red Planet. That's interesting. Intrigued by the by abiding by extraterrestrial time, O's wife, Bryn, could not pass up the chance to take their kids, 13-year-old Brayden, 10-year-old Ashlyn, and 8-year-old Devin, on a Martian adventure from their home near the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. She says, "We all feel a little sleepy, a little jet-lagged all day long, but everyone is doing great." That's interesting. To stay in lockstep, nearly 800 people on the $2.5 billion project have... Oh, so there are more people. 800 people on the $2.5 billion project have surrendered to the Martian cycle of light and dark. In the simplest sense, each day slides forward 40 minutes. That results in wacky work, sleep, and eating schedules. Many say it feels like perpetual jet lag. That sounds awesome. And I was looking for a link to see if you wanted, you know, if you want to read more about this, because this is incredibly long, but I can't find anything. So anyways, this is over in the Yahoo Science section. And I'm kind of curious how this works out for everybody, how much this changes their lives being on a Mars schedule.
I got no idea.
I don't know either. Ate breakfast at 3 p.m., lunch at 8 p.m., and dinner at 2:30 a.m.
Okay,
that and a 5 a.m.
dessert.
The
question would be, why?
I don't know.
Just something fun and geeky to do? Well, see, usually as geeks, we're motivated by things, you know, but this is not something I feel motivated to do.
No,
I don't see any.
I'm pretty sure I'm already on this time schedule.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going to happen? Even if the day slides forward by a few minutes, am I going to get some extra minutes back? What's the deal?
Exactly. You know, and I really do. I think this is most gamers, you know, especially like me, schedule. I don't think I went to bed until like 2:30.
Then I got to be up again in 5 minutes. What is this?
Yeah. And you know, when you sleep till what do they say, 10 a.m.? So yeah, that works for me.
Yeah. What kind of? Yeah. I'm not. I understood the whole. Remember the Japanese one? You know. You know what I'm talking about. You up 12 hours, you sleep 12 hours, type of whatever it was.
Yeah.
That one I was like, okay, I could do that. That's fine. I could do that. But this business here, no, I don't see any. And the reason why they said that is, you know, you get more things done. I don't see any point in this business here. I really don't. Y'all just trying to kill us.
If y'all happen to be on this, if y'all are in on this science project, A, I want to know if you're getting paid. B, I want to know where to sign up.
That was zombie for I'm not doing it.
Yes.
That was zombie for I'm going to bite your face off. All right. Other interesting things going on.
Stuck on my toes.
Ginger.
What? It came from True Blood.
True Blood is for Thursday nights. Thursday nights, Ginger. Thursday nights.
She stabbed him with chopsticks.
Stop giving it away. Some people haven't seen. Hello.
Oh, okay. My bad. They don't know who.
All right. Well, moving along. one Mr. Alex Hutchinson is fighting racism all by his lonesome. He says the game journalists exhibit subtle racism. Alex Hutchinson, who's the creative director of Assassin's Creed, said that he believes the game's journalists give Japanese developers an easy ride, exhibiting a subtle racism, which is condescending to those it favors.
Wow,
interesting. Speaking in an interview with CVG, Hutchinson expressed his frustration with the press treatment of what he sees as a substandard storytelling in Japanese games. Asked about why Nintendo is able to endlessly iterate the same franchises multiple times in each and every generation, Hutchinson replied, "You want my real answer? I think there's a subtle racism in the business, especially on the journalist side, where Japanese developers are forgiven for doing what they do. I think it's condescending to do this." Ooh, somebody's going to be looking for a job this afternoon. Anyway, just think about how many Japanese games are released where their stories are literally gibberish. Literally gibberish. There's no way you could write it with a straight face and the journalists say, oh, it's brilliant. Then Gears of War comes out, and apparently it's the worst written narrative in a game ever. I'll take Gears of War over Bayonetta anytime. I will agree with you there. Actually, I'd take neither of them if you want to know the truth there, Alex. It's patronizing to say, oh, those Japanese stories, they really don't mean really mean what they're doing. Hutchinson's slightly off-topic outburst is unlikely to make him many friends in the upper echelons of Ubisoft's management, although it smacks more of a little poor choice of phrasing. Nonetheless, he seemed unfazed and left the comments unmitigated, instead moving on to talk about what AC3's story wouldn't be about, historical accuracy. Ooh, dude, you don't want to go there. The best thing about it is that people had a view. He continued referencing the public discussion Assassin's Creed story and setting and story. He said that was perfect. People are debating it. We had no interest in writing about the Patriots or the defenders of King and Country. I mean, these are very boring stories. Really? He says it's funny to see these debates online, and we just gave up trying to communicate on it because the game will speak for itself. You know, Alex, I do believe that by nightfall you're going to be needing a new job.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a such thing as speaking, and then there's a such thing as you put your damn foot in your mouth. Really? Mm-hmm. There's people are not being nice to Nintendo because they're Japanese. They're being nice to them because, honestly, I don't think Mario ever had a story. He hits bricks and coins come out. What is the story in that? It needs no narrative. And then when he gets to the top, he saves the princess. There's no narrative. Legend of Zelda does have a story, and most times it's pretty good. It's kind of very existential, but it's a pretty good story for the most
part. Yeah.
And the rest of them, yes, they may be gibberish, but we have gibberish games here, too. I have a wall of them over here behind me that I bought. You know, if you go to GameStop and buy games on sale, they're like $3, and you get them home, and you're like, now I see why you're $3.
Yeah.
And these were American-made games. You need to be quiet, Alex. This was not smart. And what about sexism? I don't see you defending the male population here in the U.S. about how they're not treating women right. Where's that at, Alex?
Exactly. Exactly. I have no. Oh my God. Some of the stuff I get said to me.
Some of the crap that we get. We got a calendar coming out with hot bays on it. Would you like it for Gamernatrix? Really? Did you not read what this? Yeah.
You want to be stabbed in the thigh?
We'd like to come on your podcast and talk about how sexy our new characters are in our games. Did you see the title? It says Gamer Girl. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. Did you just go
moth? That a little bit. At the same time, no. Now, if your game has no other merits, then, our avatars are sexy. We don't want to play it.
Like somebody messaged me, DOTA came out this weekend. I was like, really? Did you forget who you were talking to? Oh, I did. I thought you did.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if I want to play a game where it's nothing but, you know, just sexy avatars and sexiness, Second Life, well, I already play it. Thanks.
Or I can just go stand in front of the mirror and make sounds or mouth.
Yeah, no duck face, all right? No duck face.
All right. We got time for one more, I believe.
All right. This one actually kind of irritated me this morning when I read it. Google's new anti-piracy search rules will help us, says BitTorrent Sites. Today, Google began a new initiative that basically buries the search results of websites that have substantial amount of valid claims of copyright infringement filed against it. But as the BBC reports, two major file-sharing sites are saying that the new way in which Google is organizing the search results will likely drive even more traffic directly to their domains. So just who are the two sites making these claims? Well, that would be the Pirate Bay and ISO Hunt. Never heard of ISO Hunt.
I have.
Anyway. check them out. Both sites are also claim that Google search results are not their main source of traffic. That Google is putting our links lower is, in a way, a good thing for us. We'll get more direct traffic when people don't get the expected search results when using Google, says Pirate Bay in a blog post. The thing we don't like with this is they're dictating terms. ISO Hunt owner Gary Fung claims that only 21% of his traffic comes directly from Google. We have plenty of torrent links to non-copyright infringing content, and we'll be adding 1.4 million more from the Internet Archive soon. Fung also questioned the validity of the removal notices because he claims that they could be spammed. Yeah, Google? I'm going to have to divorce you. I've loved you for a really long time, but there are other search engines out there.
Yes, there are.
And I'm not afraid to start using them.
I may have to go to Opera because that's how serious this is getting.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I'm sorry, Google. You're going to go the way of Internet Explorer and all that fun stuff.
Firefox, because I already broke up with Firefox.
Yeah, exactly. Firefox broke up with a while ago. and Chrome is on the out. I'm looking for a new one already. So, sorry, guys. There are other people I can go through. I don't need you.
Ooh. Did y'all hear that? She did the snap and everything. I don't need you.
It's a true story. Do you know how many other up-and-comings out there will do everything and anything?
Ooh.
Things that you wouldn't even dream of doing.
Oof. Those sound like fighting words to me, Google.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I have to say I agree with her. We're going to have a fight. We're going to sit down and talk about this. And if you don't change your ways, it's over.
Yeah, fine. You know what? I may do some research later and make a whole long list and post it up for people to see of different search engines and browsers that they can use. We don't need you. You think we need you.
That's actually a pretty good story. Damn it, Ginger. Why didn't I think of that? Damn it, Ginger. Wait a minute. I maybe can squeeze one more in there. Just one more.
Okay.
Speaking of Nintendo and their convoluted storylines, according to Mr. Alex Hutchison, whatever your name is, Mario is doing very, very well. Nintendo has launched both an exciting new game and cool new system to play it on. U.S. residents can now get their hot little hands on two of the hottest video game products of the year, new Super Mario Bros. 2 and the new Nintendo 3DS XL with too many acronyms, damn it. Nintendo 3DS XL offers screens that are 90% larger than the original Nintendo 3DS and sells at a mere $199, whatever. The newest game to play on the system or the original Nintendo 3DS system is the new Super Mario Bros. 2, the follow-up to the best-selling Nintendo DS game of all time, which sold more than 10.3 million in the United States alone. Wow. For the first time, Nintendo is giving consumers a variety of ways to buy the game. You can purchase a package game as usual at retail locations, which I personally enjoy. I like to go out and converse with the people in the store. Or, if you are antisocial, you can go to a participating retailer and buy the code to download the game directly to your Nintendo 3DS, which I'm assuming you can do online. This has to be done over a broadband internet connection. Or, you can simply purchase and download the game from your own Nintendo eShop using a wireless broadband connection. Regardless of how you purchase it, it's still going to be $39.99, which I do not like. Let's encourage the green people. If you buy it at home, we'll knock $10 off or something or give you $10 off another game. But anyway, the larger screens of the new Nintendo 3DS XL really brings all your games to life, said Scott Moffitt, who is the Nintendo of America's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing, whose name I remember for some odd reason and not in a nice way.
Name
sounds familiar.
Where did we know that name from? Scott Moffitt.
I'm narrowing my eyes at you, Scott Moffitt. Anyway, he said the colors and visuals in new Super Mario Bros. 2 look great, especially when all the levels are packed full of gold coins. Gold coins are everywhere. Kling-kling-kling. Gold coins are everywhere in Super Mario Bros. 2.
Nice.
That's what we need, a zombie Mario. That's what we need. Players will want to collect as many coins as possible. Coins trail after enemies and rain down from pipes, just like they always did. Various power-ups turn Mario into a coin-making machine, while special pipes transport him into caverns filled with coins, just like always. For the maximum coin carnage, players can transform into gold Mario to shoot golden fireballs and turn almost anything into coins. You remember your new Nintendo 3DS does a feature, full parental control, so that you control how your little ones can access the Nintendo eStore or the internet for that matter, and you can find more about that at Nintendo.com/3DS if you're not sure, and of course more about Mario if you're interested in downloading that. And that is our show for the day.
That is our show. We're so done.
We are so out of here. We will see you guys. I don't think we're off for the next 2 days. You guys will live without us. We will be back on, I don't even know what day it is, Thursday morning. We may be here tomorrow night as well, Pixie Easton. Not sure about that one. But
okay.
we got some things we got to handle on tomorrow and the day after. Work.
Best
moment. That's right. And you guys know where to find us while you miss us.
Facebook, Twitter, Second Life,
that's right.
Minecraft, APB, Google Plus, GammaNetrix.com, and the new website. If you're over there looking on Twitter, you can see the new links for it.
Yep, get a preview before we go fully live.
Yes, it's Pertimus.
Rawr.
Yeah.
Ginger.
Later, boys and girls.